The state ferry strike disrupts traveling fairgoers, and the Haines Sculpture Garden is taking shape at Fort Seward. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. Visitors may have a hard time getting to and from the Southeast Alaska State Fair in Haines. That's because a strike has shut down the state's ferry service. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
The 51st annual Southeast Alaska State Fair began Thursday in Haines. Less than 24 hours before the fair's opening, staff learned that the Alaska Marine Highway System would be suspending service indefinitely due to a strike. The fair is the biggest event of the summer in Haines. For the past year, organizers have been preparing for a large influx of visitors from Southeast Alaska and the Yukon.
We have alternative arrangements already set up for all our headliners.
That's Amanda Randles, the public events and outreach coordinator for the Southeast Alaska State Fair.
So everything's going to be on schedule. Everyone's going to be here. That was the most important part.
She says the people most affected by the strike are visitors coming to Haines for the weekend. She received several calls Wednesday from people in Juneau who are disappointed that they will not be able to make it this year. Randall says fair staff are trying to figure out how to make it up to those affected by the strike who already purchased tickets for the fair.
Well, as far as their ferry stuff and their housing, I have no idea. As far as four-day passes, we're going to figure that out. We're not going to let anybody take a hit.
But some visitors who arrived in Haines on the ferry before the strike began are now stuck. A woman named Carol from Arizona planned to spend Thursday at the fair and return to Juneau on the ferry the next day.
I have two children and a vehicle, so there's no way of driving to Juneau. So now my son-in-law and daughter who live in Juneau are trying to figure out how to get us back.
And according to Haines resident Allison Jacobson, visitors coming to the fair aren't the only ones looking for a way back home.
We are getting groups that are stuck everywhere. Gus Davis, Haines, Skagway, lots of tour groups, even Boy Scout youth groups. It's pretty sad.
Jacobson runs Alaska Fjord Lines, a catamaran tour service that offers trips between Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. Her phone has been ringing off the hook since the state ferry strike began. She added three runs between Juneau and Haines this weekend to keep up with demand.
We're pretty full, but the added runs are filling up. We're helping a lot of people, but there's no way we can help all the people. We have one 48-passenger boat, so we just can't take all the freight and luggage and needs that are, required.
Flight services such as Alaska Seaplanes are also trying to pick up the slack by adding extra trips between Haines and Juneau. The Alaska Marine Highway System is in the process of refunding passengers' tickets. The state ferry has refunded over $500,000 in fares to passengers so far. Those seeking a refund should call 907-465-3941. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Haines-based Alaska Arts Confluence signed a 15-year lease on the Sculpture Garden property at Fort Seward this month. Now, volunteers are breathing new life into the project. Carol Tyneman is the director of the Alaska Arts Confluence. She has a small smile on her face as she turns the crank on one of the interactive pieces of art in the sculpture garden. She says the garden is reflective of locals' knack for reusing and repurposing materials.
Well, I just love it. I love possibilities, and I love working with people who are interested in creation and doing things publicly that, everybody can enjoy.
It's been here for 5 years, in the ruins of an historic barracks building that burned down in 1981. The garden was overgrown and the ruins were crumbling perilously just a few weeks ago. But after hundreds of hours of volunteer work, art pieces emerge gracefully from the bones of the building in the style of an open-air museum.
It's hard to imagine because just in the 5 years that we started this, we've actually taken out probably 10 tons of debris.
The vision went before the infrastructure. The garden was a grassroots effort initiated by members of the Arts Confluence. But the garden didn't have a formal lease for the Port Chilkoot Company land where the art was installed. They were operating
on a handshake.
As of this month, they have a 15-year lease from the Port Chilkoot Company. Lee Heinmiller is the president. his father, and four other veterans bought the fort surplus property at the end of World War II.
And the Port Choku Company still owns some of the real estate in the fort and the hospital building, the barracks building, and the quartermaster's building.
Port Choku Company attempted a restoration of the barracks buildings in the 1970s, but that came to a halt when a faulty boiler burnt one of the buildings down. Now it's too expensive for the company to take on another restoration. But Heinmiller says he's happy to have the burned site cleaned up even more.
Pretty much just, you know, waiting to see, you know, where they take the ball and run with it. And they've got some, you know, pretty big ideas and stuff along the way.
Port Chilkoot Company is waiving the first 2 years of rent, and the Alaska Arts Confluence is paying the insurance. After 2 years, Tynman says the nonprofit will pay about a quarter of the property taxes using grants, funding contributions, and volunteer services.
Today I'm weeding and sweeping away debris.
Ellen Larson is among the volunteers who are sprucing up the garden under the direction of local landscape designer Jason Schultz. He's using decades of experience to give the project shape.
He's not like cleaning up the fort and getting rid of everything. He's using the artifacts and the rock, but using it in a way that makes sense and just makes a real visual, a visual picture of the fort and the barracks, and then looking across there.
The remaining barracks building stands right next door. It has the same design as the one that burned down, and it's a powerful reminder of what was once in this space. The uncovered and displayed artifacts in the garden give a strangely intimate look at what was here before.
My vision for this is to see the whole fort revitalized.
As Tynman shows me around the garden, I get the sense that she's seeing past what's there into a hopeful future. Another vision, maybe, the kind that makes projects like the sculpture garden into reality. This weekend, First Friday goers will be able to see the garden in its new glory as they shop an evening farmers market at the fort from 4 to 7 p.m. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.